International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring Cary Grant with Phyllis Brooks in Wings in the Dark, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the third of the new series of Silver Theater Dramatic Productions. In weeks to come, you'll hear such stars as Rosalind Russell, James Stewart, Helen Hayes, Ginger Rogers, Betty Davis, and Clark Gable playing in stories by America's foremost authors. Today, we're proud to present Cary Grant as Ken Morgan, with Phyllis Brooks as Sheila Mason in Wings in the Dark, especially adapted for us by True Boardman. And now our play is about to begin. It's dawn, and on a great landing field rests a silver plane, its nose pointed toward the Atlantic. Pilot Ken Morgan and his mechanic, Joe McDonald, are surrounded by reporters in the shadow of a gleaming wing.
Will you give us that story, Mr. Morgan? We've been waiting around here for about an hour now.
She's all set, Ken. Running like a dream.
Okay, Mac. Pull out the wheel block.
Hey, wait a minute, Morgan. Come on. How's about a statement before you go?
You're
really
heading for Paris?
Do you think it'll take you?
Come on. Okay, all right. Okay, I'll give you a statement. I wanted to keep this quiet till it was over, but as long as you're here, you may as well know. I am heading for Paris, that's true. But this isn't just a stunt. No, I'm doing it to test my automatic blind flying device. I've been working on it for over 5 years.
Well, how come, Morgan? Well, blind flying isn't new.
No, but this kind is. This ship of mine will not only fly by itself in the air, she'll take off and land without my touching the stick. I'm not going to fly this plane to Paris. She's going to fly herself. I'm just a passenger.
Hey, how's about a picture of that robot business?
Yeah, how about that?
Come on, boys. Okay, Mac, I'm underway.
Ken Morgan, hold it.
Hey, Kent, it's Jenkins, the inspector from the Commerce Department.
Don't get in that plane, Morgan. You're not going.
Not going?
No. Your permit for the flight is rescinded.
Rescinded? What do you mean, rescinded?
The department can't sanction a man going out to commit suicide. And that's what it would mean to try to fly to Paris with this crazy blind flying device of yours.
Crazy? Why, I've spent 6 years on
it. I won't argue with you. Your permit is rescinded. And Morgan, the department also disapproves of cheap publicity stunts.
Publicity stunts? This is not a publicity stunt.
Oh, yeah? Just take a look at this newspaper.
Newspaper?
Morgan, I'm disappointed.
Hey, let me get a load of that.
Hey, what's
it
say? Let's see.
Hey, for the love of... Girl stunt flyer is stowaway on experimental ocean.
Hey, Morgan, what's the idea of giving that story exclusive to the Star?
Where is she?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Girl stowaway? Well, that's crazy. The whole thing is... Hey, wait, Mac. Huh? That rear compartment.
Hello, Ken.
Why, it's Sheila Mason.
Get out of that plane.
How about I wait for the president?
Hey, give
us a story.
Come out of that plane before I pull you out.
Let go of my arm. I'm coming.
Hold it. Hold it for a picture.
Swell. Oh,
now clear out of here, you guys. Your reporters better be detained.
All right. Come on, guys.
Ken, I don't understand. What's wrong?
Hey, what's the idea?
Oh, Nick, I'm glad you're here.
Hey, what did you say to those reporters, Morgan? You spoiled everything.
Oh, so you're back of this, Williams.
Nick, I thought you told me.
Now, wait a minute. Give me a chance. You see, Morgan, it's this way. I happen to hear on the QT that you're making this flight flying to Paris. Sheila's great copy, Ken, and at the same time a swell flyer. So I figures the two of you doing it together would be the biggest thing since Lindbergh, see?
Yes, I see. You thought I'd take this flight and turn it into one of those cheap stunts you and Sheila Mason go in for. Is that it? Well, you certainly fix things. I've been refused permission for the flight.
Oh, Ken.
Well, suppose you go now.
Oh, come on, Sheila, you're wasting time.
Okay, Nick. I'm sorry, Ken.
Can you imagine that? I figure out $1 million proposition, the guy just don't appreciate
it. Look, Ken, don't think it's too hard. After all, now we can spend more time on the blind flying device. Then when you're really tested...
Yeah, what are we going to use for money? By tomorrow, half the country will know that Ken Morgan has some kind of a half-baked blind flying contraption the government thinks worthless. No, Mac, the whole thing is washed up. 6 years' work in the ash can. Oh, well, never mind. Get Betsy back in the hangar, will you? Up in the office.
Look, Ken, after all...
I didn't ask you to talk. I said get the plane in the hangar. Come in, Mac. lock up the... Oh. Oh, it's you.
Yes, Ken. I waited till everyone was gone because I wanted to tell you how sorry I am.
Oh, it's all right. Forget it.
Ken, there's one thing I want you to understand. This wasn't just a publicity stunt for me. I wanted to make that flight to Paris more than I've ever wanted to do in my life. It meant being a part of something really worthwhile in aviation.
That's a little funny coming from you. Hardly goes with the aviation career of Sheila Mason. Stunt flying for carnivals, for the movies, flying under bridges, doing skydiving.
Maybe you think I like that kind of flying.
Why would you do it if you didn't?
Because I'd rather fly that way than not at all. Did you ever think what it means to be a girl in a game where all the good jobs go to men?
Oh, well, maybe I never looked at it that way. I'm sorry I got sore a while ago. It's just that... Well, this flight meant an awful lot to me.
Sure it did. And that's why you still ought to make it.
Still make it? When I've been denied permission?
So what? Didn't you ever hear of a guy called Corrigan?
Hey. Hey, you're right. Sheila, you're right.
Who are you calling?
The main gate. I gotta stop Mac.
You don't have to. I've already told him to keep the ship warm.
Oh, woman, you're marvelous. Where's my stuff? Say, where's that coffee?
On the stove there. I'll heat it and put it in your thermos.
Oh, to heck with coffee.
Okay, now, you're not flying the Atlantic without hot coffee. You get your maps and stuff together.
Swell. Hey, wait a minute. I just thought. You're being pretty swell after the way I treated you.
Forget it. Fine excuse for a stove you've got there. How do you light it? Ooh!
What's the matter? You burn yourself? Here, you better let me. Sometimes you have to light it down here from underneath. Sometimes it's...
Ken, no, look out. I had it turned on. It's full of gas. Ken! Ken, your face! Oh, Ken, my dear. Your face!
No. No, it's not my face so much. It's my eyes. I can't see. I can't see! Have it, Doctor. And straight.
All right, my boy. This is straight. The tissues surrounding the eyeball are quite intact. The optic nerve is unaffected. The injury is to the cornea itself.
Never mind all that, Doc. Will I ever see again?
I can't tell you, son. I believe that no one could. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Doc. Well, I guess that tells me. Thanks.
Don't ask me to tell you what Ken is, Miss Sheila. I can't say nothing. Ken made me promise.
Then forget the promise, Mac. Ken's hurt and afraid. Mostly afraid of pity. Well, we've got to make him see that it's not pity we have for him, but faith.
Well, but...
Right now is the turning point in Ken Morgan's life. If he cuts himself off from everything now, he's lost. And Mac... We can't let that guy be lost.
You're right.
Okay, I'll take you to him. He's in a little cabin up in the hills.
Well, but first, Mac, tell me, can we get an exact model of Ken's plane made?
Betsy? Sure, I suppose so.
Then do it. I'll pay for it. I've got a plan, Mac. I've got a plan.
Is it?
It's me, Chief.
Come in.
Hi, Chief.
I thought I told you I wanted to be alone up here. Can't you understand?
Mac only came up to bring me, Ken.
Sheila. Nice keeping your mouth shut, Mac.
It's not Mac's fault, Ken. I made him bring me.
Well, you can make him take it right back. And if you brought a carload of sympathy with you, you better take that back, too. If I need your help, I'll ask for it.
Swell. Swell, Ken. I only hope that goes both ways.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, I really came up here to get your help.
My help?
Yes, Ken. You see, I've heard of a new kind of aileron that makes the plane maneuver a lot easier. But before I had one put on my ship, well, I thought maybe you'd tell me what you thought of it.
New aileron, huh? Well, I don't know.
Look, Ken, I brought a model of my plane along, perfect in every detail, including those new ailerons. And you can tell by... Well, Ken, you've got more knowledge of planes in just your fingers than a dozen other flyers have in their whole bodies. Try it, Ken.
You say you got a plane model there?
Yes.
Well, let me see it. I mean, give it to me. Thanks. Hey, it's a good-sized model. Low wing mount, retractable landing. What do you mean, new kind of ailerons? These are... Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean, a model of your plane? This is Betsy. This is my plane.
Of course it is, Ken. It is Betsy. Perfect and exact. And you know why it's here? I'll tell you. So that you can finish your job. You say that blind flying device of yours isn't perfect yet. Well, it's going to be.
Yeah, she's got a swell idea, Ken.
Look, you know what changes you need to make in that equipment. Make them here on that model. Nat can carry them out on the plane herself down at the shop. Why not?
But how can I? Well, there are instruments to
read them by touch. Take the glass off the front and have raised dials so you can see them with your fingers. You can do it, Ken. I know you can.
I wonder.
Ken, the thing you're doing is too important to you and aviation. You can't stop now. Finish the job.
I will, Sheila. But wait. There's one thing we're all forgetting. Money. It would take plenty.
I thought of that, too. You're going to earn it.
Oh, me? How?
By turning author. Who knows more about aerodynamics than Ken Morgan? Nobody. So what's to stop you writing articles for magazines?
Hey, Chief, that's a swell idea.
Of course it is. Well, how about it, Mr. Morgan? Is it a go?
It's a go. Hey, there's just one thing I don't get.
What?
Well, why should you be doing all this for me?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I really learned to care.
To care?
Yeah. About the future of aviation.
And so ends the first act of tonight's performance in the Silver Theater. Before the second act starts, a very important member of our Silver Theater is going to carry on where Shakespeare left off when he said, "What's in a name?" John Conti.
Those of you who follow the fashions pretty closely know that the names of certain designers stand for smartness and originality. In fact, the very best in style and workmanship. Well, the same thing holds true in the creation of silver. Certain names represent the best in silversmithing. Take 1847 Rogers Brothers, for example. For more than 90 years, the name 1847 Rogers Brothers has stood for the highest ideals of beauty in design and craftsmanship. And now, with their latest and loveliest pattern, First Love, 1847 Rogers Brothers adds still greater luster to that famous name. For First Love is real news in silver plate. Its flower-like ornament is more deeply etched, more richly raised than ever before, in a perfection of craftsmanship found formerly only in sterling silver. And this finest in silver plate costs far less than you think. A service for six in the glamorous First Love pattern, 32 pieces, costs only $32.50. Go to your silverware dealer tomorrow and ask to see sets of First Love. Find out about the convenient payment terms while you're there. You'll be surprised to learn how easily you can own the finest silver plate this country has ever seen. 1847 Rogers Brothers.
And now the concluding act of Wings in the Dark. 3 months have passed during which Ken Morgan has worked feverishly on his automatic flying device. And Sheila has become more reckless than ever in her stunt flying. As the curtain rises, Sheila is arriving at Ken's cabin on the hill.
Hello, Mac.
Hello, Miss Sheila. I've been waiting outside to see you before Ken does. It's bad news.
Bad news?
Yes'm. Another story rejected.
Ken doesn't know.
Oh, sure enough. I got it out of the mailbox and kept it myself, same as usual. Here it is.
Don't worry, Mac. It just happens I got another check today. That county fair job, $200.
Oh, now look, Miss Sheila, you've done enough already. After
all... He'll finish that automatic pilot, mustn't he? Parts and instruments cost money. Well, he's going to have it. Come on, and remember, not a word. Ken? Oh, hello, Ken.
Hello, Sheila. I was afraid you weren't coming today.
I was delayed a little on business. How's the invention of VH coming?
Oh, you can laugh, but about one more week, I'll be able to get in Betsy and Flyer myself.
Yeah, over my dead body.
Oh, Mac, hey, was there any mail down at the box?
Was there mail, and what mail, Mr. Morgan?
Sheila, they didn't buy another story.
Mr. Somebody must have told
you. Oh, great. You know, I was just wondering where the money for those new instruments was coming from. How much did they pay for this one?
$200.
Yeah.
$200? Boy, we're in the money. Hey, Sheila, give me that check, will you? I want to hold it in my hands.
Sure, Ken. Here it is.
Gosh. Oh, Sheila, I don't know how to thank you.
Thank me, Ken?
Yeah, for giving me the idea of writing that stuff. Funny, I never thought it was much good. Well, I guess a guy can't tell about what he writes, huh?
I guess not.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah, Chief?
Beat it.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Sheila, come over here to the window, will you? I want to show you something.
All right, Ken.
Look, ever see anything that could touch that out there? The daffodils growing on the hill? The lake with the willow trees along the shore silhouetted against the sky?
Ken, you can't...
No, it's not what you think, Sheila. I've had Max standing here just at sundown for the last three nights telling me everything he saw. So I could, well, see it just once with you.
Oh, Ken.
Say, I'm an awful dope, you know it. When I had a chance to take a good look at you, I didn't do it.
Ken.
Come closer, Sheila. Your hair. It's soft and fragrant. Gold color, isn't it?
Corn yellow, my dad used to call it.
Sheila.
Oh, Ken.
Don't give me that, Mac. I'm going to see you.
Nick.
Hey, Sheila, I had a hunch I'd find you here. Hi, Ken. Hey, listen, Sheila, if I got news, and sister, I mean news.
I'm sorry, boss. I tried to stop him.
Oh, that's all right, Mac, old boy. Hey, listen, Sheila. I got the Hexel Oil Company all set to pay you 25,000 smackers for a single nonstop flight, and they furnished the plane.
$25,000? Where do I fly, from pole to pole?
No, ma'am, you do not. You fly from Moscow to New York.
Moscow? Ken, isn't that wonderful?
No, it isn't. That's a jump of nearly 6,000 miles. It's too far and too dangerous.
Oh, so it's dangerous. What do you think she's been doing around these county fairs, playing tiddlywinks?
Well, Sheila's been stunt flying for a long time.
Not like this she has, and she's gone bats the last couple of months. Double outside loops, spins that she don't come out up till that crater hers is nearly on the ground. And all for what? So she'll get maybe 200 on a job instead of 150.
Nick.
Now look here, Sheila, use your head. This Moscow flight is a chance to clean up for both of us.
Shut up, Nick. Sheila's not going.
Hey, what right have you got to interfere in her business?
Nick.
Besides, she needs the dough.
Not anymore, she doesn't.
What?
I'm giving Sheila a third interest in my blind flying device.
Ken.
So what? I suppose I should cheer. Hey, Morgan, everybody in aviation knows that idea of yours is crackpot. And even if it wasn't, you can't finish the thing. You're broke.
Oh, broke, am I? Broke? Take a look at this check.
Ken, no.
Here it is. Look at that. Broke, huh?
Well, just be sure that you have Sheila endorse that before you try to cash it.
Nick.
Have Sheila endorse... Oh, I get it. Now, will you please go now? You too, Mac. I want to talk to Sheila.
Come on, you.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Ken, before you say anything, please, you've got to understand.
I do understand. All of those checks, they were yours. Not one of those stories was sold. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, Ken.
Answer me!
And suppose it is. All that I cared about was seeing you find yourself again. This is a bigger thing than pride, Ken.
Pity. That's what it's been from the first. Everything you've done...
Will you shut up? Don't you know the real reason for anything and everything I did? I love you, you crazy, stubborn fool. I love you.
Chief, for the lover, what did you say to her?
Why?
Well, she just came out crying and went off with Nick. And I heard her tell him she was going to make that Moscow flight.
At present seem excellent for the success of Sheila Mason's dramatic adventure.
Yeah,
at last report, she was 100 miles off Halifax, fighting headwinds but making satisfactory progress. We continue now with our regular program.
Halifax! You hear that? The worst of it's over. Now you go get some sleep, Ken. You've been sitting there for 10 hours, and that long drive in from the cabin, you're worn out. Go on. I'll wake you up when there's news.
No, save your breath, Mac. I'm staying here till she lands.
Reported somewhere between Halifax and Portland, Maine, Sheila Mason has been out of communication with any radio station for more than an hour. Also, she's heading toward a heavy fog bank now moving in off the Atlantic, which is bringing visibility down almost to zero. At last reports, her gas supply was running low and...
Why turn it off? Come on, we're going down to the field.
But Ken...
You heard me. My fault she's up there and... Well, I want to be at the field. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, here's the field. You better take my arm.
Yes, Mac, but get going.
Hello, Ken. Hi, Mac. Oh, what a night.
Nick! Nick! What's the news?
News? You mean you don't know? Sheila's here.
Here?
Yeah, up there somewhere in the fog.
Oh.
She can't find a way into the field.
Well, how about her gas?
Well, it's nearly gone. 10 minutes ago, she said that...
Mac, what? The hangar. Take me there.
What? Why, you...
I'm going up in Betsy and lead Sheila in.
Chief, you can't.
Because I'm blind, eh? Well, who isn't tonight? But I've got something no one else has. A plane that'll fly without eyes. Now, come on, I'm going up for Sheila.
No, Ken, she's not warm enough. That motor's...
I said I'm ready. Pull out those wheel blocks.
Ken, wait a minute. This is crazy. Think what you're doing. Let me go with you.
Nobody's going with me this time. You keep on that transmitter and lead us in and don't stop talking.
Okay, boss.
And remember this, if I do get Sheila on the ground, keep her there, no matter what happens to me, you understand?
What do you mean, what happens to you?
Never mind, pull out those wheel blocks.
Okay. Good luck, Chief.
Ken Morgan, Ken Morgan, this is the field dispatcher calling Ken Morgan out on the field. Don't take off. The inspector for visit. Calling Morgan. Don't take off.
Morgan calling the field. I have taken off. Got to find Sheila Mason. Mac will be there in a minute. Let him take over to guide me in when I'm ready. Now I'm switching off to talk to Sheila.
Okay. You're crazy, but go ahead. Good luck, fella.
Sheila. Hello. Sheila. Come in. This is Ken calling. This is Ken calling Sheila. Sheila. Can you hear me?
Hello. Ken. Ken! Yes, this is Sheila. Where are you?
In Betsy, 1,000 feet over Roosevelt Field.
Ken, you're not alone.
No, I'm not alone. I've got a dream with me.
The automatic pilot. It's working?
I just told you. Like a dream. How much gas have you got?
I don't know. 10 minutes? Maybe less.
Climb above the fog and look for me.
Right. Now. I can see you now.
How far away am I?
About 1/4 mile.
Good. Pull up alongside.
Right.
How are you?
I was tired. Dead tired. But not now. Okay, I'm alongside.
Swell. Stay there. We'll go down in a minute. But first I've got to tell you something.
Yes?
I love you, Sheila.
Oh, Ken. Ken, you can pick the craziest times and places to save me. I love you, too. I always have.
But it's goodbye now, Sheila.
Goodbye?
Listen carefully. I'm taking you down. Follow me. But remember this. Whatever I do, I want you to stay on the ground once you're there.
What are you talking about?
I'm coming up again, Sheila. Coming up and flying on.
Flying on? Where?
That doesn't matter. You've got to be free, Sheila. You have a right to be. And believe me, this is the best way out.
Ken, you can't. I love you.
Goodbye, darling. I'm cutting my radio. I have to switch over and pick up Mac. He's going to drive us in. Follow me down and keep close.
Ken, listen to...
Hello? Hello, Mac. Mac! Morgan, call him McDonald. Come in.
Okay, Ken. Here I am. Bring her down, boy.
Mac, keep talking. I'll follow your voice in. But keep talking. Count. Anything.
Right, Chief. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Keep her coming, Ken. Keep her coming. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the boy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's done it. 5. He's done it. Look, he's coming down. And Sheila right behind him.
If the automatic pilot just works. It's got to. One, two, three.
He's down. He's okay. Now, if only Sheila. Easy, Sheila. Easy. Yeah, she made it, the boat.
Hey, something's happened. Ken's going up again. Hey,
what's Sheila doing? She's going to... Hey, Sheila, look out!
She's coming to the turret. Come on!
Stand back!
Hey,
Sheila!
Get him out! Sheila! Sheila, you're all right. Why did you crash into him?
I had to, Nick. I had to stop Ken. He was going up again to fly on to... Oh, Matt, get him out of there.
Let me through.
Now, easy, boys. Easy, easy.
Boss, you're all right.
Ken! Oh, my darling.
Why didn't you let me do it, Sheila? Why didn't you?
Because you're mine. Because I love you, need you. Can't you see that, Ken?
Yes. Yes, I think so, dear.
Ken, you're hurt.
No, it's my head. It's flashing with lights.
It must have been the crack-up.
Flashing? There are flashes of light. Camera flashlights. Ken, you can see them.
Yes. Sheila, I can see them. I can see them!
In just a moment, Cary Grant and Phyllis Brooks will be back for a curtain speech. But first, here's another friend of yours with a really amazing offer. John Conte.
One of the beautiful things so many women long for most frequently is lovely, gleaming silverware. A few minutes ago, we told you about one kind of silverware, 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate. Now we'd like to tell you about the other kind, solid silver by International Sterling. International Sterling Silver is fashioned by master craftsmen. And in all the world, I think you'll find no more radiant example of their skill and artistry than the stunning pattern Enchantress. The richness of that soft, lustrous finish. The simplicity of that mirror-clear center panel with the delicate carving at either side combine to make Enchantress truly breathtaking. Right now at your silverware dealers, International Sterling is making a special offer to introduce you to Enchantress. A solid silver spoon that sells regularly for $3.25 is yours for only $1. And remember, this is sterling silver, solid silver through and through. When you get your spoon tomorrow, be sure to look at complete sets of Enchantress, and then learn from your silverware dealer about the budget payment plan whereby you, too, can make a dream come true and own the best in silverware, International Sterling Silver. And now to Conrad Nagel, who has brought Cary Grant and Phyllis Brooks out before our silver curtain.
Well, first, may we congratulate both you, Cary, and Miss Brooks on your splendid performances. You know, I've read a few stories and heard a few rumors, Phyllis, that you and Cary are contemplating a little aisle-walking or matrimonial plunge.
How about that, Conrad? It is according to the newspapers.
Oh, yes, and the rumors.
Yes, but if you were contemplating anything like that, now's the time. You're both free as air. You both just finished new pictures, so...
But, Conrad, it's still according to the newspapers.
And the rumors.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. My point is, if the rumors were true, you'd have to furnish a house, wouldn't you?
That's right, if...
And furnishing a house means silverware.
You mean like First Love?
Or Enchantress?
Yes, so...
I'll tell you, Conrad. We'll check up, and if the newspapers...
And the rumors, Phyllis.
Yes, and if the rumors have anything to them, we're customers. Right, Grant?
Right, Brooks.
Right, and good night, Cary Grant. Good night, Phyllis Brooks. Thank you.
Next week at the same time, the Silver Theater will star Rosalind Russell and James Stewart in the first episode of a thrilling two-part drama directed by Conrad Nagel with original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. And in the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. Wings in the Dark by Nell Shipman was adapted by permission of Paramount Pictures. Cary Grant will soon be seen in the RKO picture Gunga Din with Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Victor McLachlan, and Joan Fontaine. And his books can be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture Great Place and Show. John Conte speaking. This is Columbia Broadcasting System.